Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 281 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 12th of July 2026. Hello, in a very warm July. For today, I look to my CD collection, and number 281 is from the LP or cassette from 1984 by Drummond Cook and his Scottish dance band, Take Are Ye Loop, which means to make you leap. There are only 10 tracks on the album, and I didn't want to just play Drummond Cook for an hour, so sometimes I have substituted another band and also added in 2 tracks from Drummond's other album, Highlander Music Volume 6, from 1999. However, we will begin with the first track on Take Are Ye Loop, which is Shifting Bobbins. Thank you. Drum and Cook and his band played Shifting Bobbins by Muriel Rimmer, The Hopeful Lover, The Fairy Dance by Nathaniel Gow, Kemney House by Adam Rennie, and Dancing the Baby. And the first jig on the album is The Bees of Maggie Nocketer, devised by John Drury in 1975. Bees of Maggie Nocketer is Forest Country Dance, and Drum and Cook paired this with John D. Burgess by George Coburn. And another John Drury dance, this one from 1971, is the 8-time Strass Bay, The Duchess Tree. For this, we will go to the Glenn Craig Band's I'm Asking CD from 2010. Thank you. Michael McLaren's band played 8 tunes: The Duchess Tree by James Scott Skinner, Down by the Sally Gardens, The Bressay Light by Nickel, L'Etoile Grand Luthier by Scott Skinner, Miss Admiral Gordon by William Marshall, Ian S. Robertson by Tom Anderson, Lament for the Death of the Reverend Archie Beaton by John Mason, and A Land for All Seasons by Cass and Climies. And the next track will be the RSCDS recording for Johnny's Welcome Home, which Neil M. Grant devised in 1982, possibly introducing the spoke, and published by the RSCDS in Book 32, for which Alistair Wood and his band recorded the LP in 1985 and then a CD in 2003. Drummond Cook wrote the lead tune, John Mortimer. Thank you. Alistair Wood and his Scottish Dance Band played Drum and Cook's tune John Mortimer, Kirk's Hornpipe, The Old Grey Cat and Snaps and Ears of America by Jimmy Blue for Johnny's Welcome Home. Now a wee two-couple jig from Book 5, which is worthy of the wee description, as it is unusually only 24 bars. Very much a first dance for beginners. Oh, and by the way, the dance is called Cold and Raw, and here is Drum and Cook's version. Drum and Cook played four traditional tunes, Cold and Raw, Irish Whiskey, Dan the Cobbler and the Blackthorn Stick. There is even a medley on CD 281, Hugh Thurston's Schiehallion, devised in 1971, which includes a reel of eight, now better known as a Schiehallion reel. There are at least 13 distinct recordings, many from the years soon after the dance was devised, and this would be one of the first, by Jim McLeod and his band. Thank you. Jim McLeod and his band played Manchester Caledonians by Sir Jimmy Shand. Then three James Scott Skinner tunes, The Miller O'Hearn, Angus Campbell and The Bride's Reel for Sheehallion. We will now have two John Drury dances, both of which have lead tunes by Drummond Cook. The ever-popular Jennifer's Jig, where at the end of each eight bars, two's face out and up, and then the three-couple Strasbourg, the Murray Rant. For Jennifer's Jig, I have chosen Ian T. Muir's version from his Scottish Country Dances Volumes 1 and 2. Ian Muir Sound played Jennifer's Jig by Drummond Cook, The Top of Ben Lomond and the Steamboat Quickstep, both traditional, and 72nd Highlanders Gathering 1901 by Pipe Major Willie Taylor. For the Murray Rant, a 3x48 Strass Bay, Drummond Cook wrote Tear Guy Ye Loop. But, strangely, his recording is for a 4x48 Strass Bay, and therefore presumably doesn't get used for the intended dance. There are many beautiful recordings, some using tunes we have already heard today. So, this is Leonard Brown's version from All Sets Complete. Leonard Brown's band played Te Gaiai Loop by Drummond Cook, The Flower of the Quern by James Scott Skinner, and Waltzing Matilda by Christina McPherson. Leonard has just released a new deluxe double CD called The A to Z of Scottish Dance Music, which also contains the crib instructions for all the dances. The cost is £20, and I will be adding it to my website shop very soon, but do email me in the meantime if you would like a copy. The original LP from Drummond Cook was a bit short on reels, so I have taken two from his other album, Highlander Music Volume 6, the first of which is Fisherman's Reel, the five-couple square set dance by Sue Pettit. Tunes listed for Drummond Cook's recording for Fisherman's Reel, The Backshore Hornpipe by Drummond, and The Northlands by Ian Holmes. Back to Te Gaiai Loop LP for a 4x40 jig by Neil Grant, who had already provided Johnny's Welcome Hame. The Knock a Bray Murray has ones and fours as dancing couples, with the last 16 bars as double Hello Goodbye setting, and then a poussette in the centre to finish in the order 2-4-1-3. Thank you. Drummond Cook composed The Knock of Bray Morrow and then played Elizabeth Adair by Angus Fitchett and the harmonica, which is traditional. Alastras Bay is also for four couples, Balmoralstras Bay by John Charles, and published by the RSCDS in Book 22 in 1963. To give you the last bit of musical variety today, this is a recording of Muriel Johnston and Keith Smith playing at the Delaware Valley Spring Ball in 2003. Johnston and Keith Smith played Balmoral by Robert Gourlay and Milladen and Gavin J. Hamilton Strass Bay, both by James Scott Skinner, for Balmoral Strass Bay. And our last dance is The Other Reel, which I borrowed from Highlander Music Volume 6. Broadford Bay, devised by Anne Grant in 1990. I remember being talked through this dance, and bars 17 to 24 in particular, how important it is for the chase to be exactly, no more, no less than halfway, the first people chasing from and to the first corner diagonal, and the second chase being the second corner diagonal. Excellent lead tune. Drummond Cook and his band played The Man from Skye by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, The Pens by Billy Anderson, a traditional Gaelic tune which could translate to My Gentle Milkmaid or My Kindly Sweetheart, and the fourth tune was Walking on the Moon by Addie Harper. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this programme featuring dances from Drummond Cook's two Scottish country dancing albums. During COVID, I was captivated by Duncan Chisholm's short videos of tunes out of doors, which were strange as I am no fiddle fan normally, certainly not solo. However, I bought three of his CDs and this is one of my favourite tracks, Chasing Daylight. Join me again next week. Bye!